Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Zevachim is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas, Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Welcome back, everyone. Today's daf is Zevachim daf Nun Hey. The Gemara looks through the Makar that Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur, the Kifsei Atzeretz, are Shechta B'Tzofei. So the Gemara first wants to learn it out from the Pasuk of Asisim Tziriz and Echa B'Chatos, and then it mentions the Shalmei Tzibur, the Hukash T'Chatos. Just like Chatos needs Tzofein, so also Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur needs Tzofein. Where it says no, because it's Dover Lamid, it's Lamid Min Alamid. Because the whole that Makar that Chatos needs Tzofein is learned out of Oila. And Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur learned out of Chatos, that's a Lamid Min Alamid. So then the word in the Maskana has a direct lima from Oila, that Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur hukash to Oila, and just like Oila needs Tzofein, also they need Tzofein. That's the Gemara. However, the Rambam makes problems. The Rambam in Maitzah Karbon is Perakei Alocha Gimel. The Rambam says, "Minayin she'in sheichnim kachi kachim ala batzofin." How do you know that you need to shecht kachi kachim batzofin? So Rambam goes through each one oila chatos asham, and then the Rambam concludes, "V'shalmei tzibur hukshu lechatos." Shneimar v'asitzim sirizim echal lechatos v'shnei chavosim b'nei shanim lezerach shlamim. Pikachin kachi kachim kechatos v'nishchatim mokam shchitosam. There is makajem to a chatos, so therefore they're like kachi kachim like chatos. And they need to be shechted in the tzofen like chatos. Very nice Rambam. But the Gemara says not that way. The Gemara says that's called the lamin min alamin. How did the Rambam forget the Gemara and how did the Rambam deal with the problem of the Gemara? So the Arsameach here on this Rambam says the Rambam is the makar from the Teres Kayanim. And that's so he took the Teres Kayanim over the Gemara. But Lamaisa, why is it not a lamin min alamin? Explains to Arsameach. That Ram held that the reason why you need tzofin by chatos is because it's kachi kachim. So therefore, memeila shalmei tzibur also needed because they're kachi kachim. It's not a lamid min alamid. Kachi kachim needs chitas tzofin. That's what the Ram concludes. That because of hukash to chatos, that tells me that they're kachi kachim. Fikachin kachi kachim, ke chatos, vinishchotin mokam shchitasa. Memeila they get the same shchitas chatos because they're kachi kachim like chatos. Therefore, it's not considered lamin min alamin. It's just a gilui that they're kachi kachim, and kachi kachim need shchita safin. So that's what the Shemeach learns in the Rambam. That's what the Rambam says. And clearly, that's a machlokes with our Gemara. So Reb Leib Malin in Siman Ayin Ches, he also goes in this mahalach, but he works out a little bit better that it's not what exactly is the machlokes here between the Rambam and the Gemara. He says there a chakira, Reb Leib, whether the din safin by kachi kachim is a din in kachi kachim bichlal, that the shame carbon of the shame kodesh of kachi kachim, that's what requires shechita batzafin, or it's a unique din in each carbon, chatos, oila, asham, zivchei shalmei tzibur, each one requires shechita safin. So he says that we see from the mission in the beginning of the parak starts off kachi kachim and shechitas batzafin. So it sounds like it's a call by kachi kachim. It's a din in kachi kachim. Does the kachi kachim have meila? And they have a psul yaitse, we started learning daf nun gimel, dinim in kachay kachim. So one of the dinim of kachay kachim is that they need shchita batzofen. So mitzad echa we see it's a din in the shem kachay kachim. Mitzad sheini we see the har in places that it's a din in each carbon specifically. We saw earlier at the beginning of the perek, the Gemara has a tzad that by chatos, it's the din, the tzofen is ma'akev, and by oil it's not ma'akev. The Gemara says, could it be that chatas, which is learned out of oila, that it needs tzofin, is more chomer than oila itself? If oila by oila it's not ma'akev, how could it be that by chatas it is ma'akev? Or if akeret, if by chatas it's ma'akev, then it must be that by oila it's also ma'akev. So there we see that it's not in the shem kachi kachim. We see that there's a unique din in each carbon that it requires tzofin. And therefore, chatas is called tofel to oila. Iker din tzofin is by oila, and not by chatas. So Reb Leib says there's not a stira, both of them are true. There's a din that kachi kachim needs chita safin, and there's also a din that each shame carbon itself needs safin. Oila, chatas, asham, zilchei shalmei tzibur, each one needs safin, mitzad its unique shame carbon. So he explains that the Gemara there had a havamina, and mitzad it in kachi kachim, it's not ma'akev. That chatas is ma'akev, it's because the unique din chatas, because the unique din safin in chatas, which is ma'akev. So the Gemara says that's impossible because the din tzofin of chatos learned out of din tzofin that was said in oila. So if by oila it's not ma'akev, how can it be that by chatos it is ma'akev? Because there the Gemara held that the ikuv was only mitzad the din the karba, not mitzad the din kachay kachay. But Lamaisa, Rebbe Leib says that both of them are true, that the karbonis need safin, both mitzad the shem kachay kachim, and mitzad unique din in each karba. So he says that we want to explain that our sugi by us, that held that it was a lamid min alamid, to learn out zivchei sham yitzibor from chatos and chatos from oilam, our sugi holds that the zivchei sham yitzibor are not be'etzim kachay kachim in their chefza. Besides, it's a shlamim, and shlamim does not need shchita safin. Just zivchei sham yitzibor have dinim of kachay kachim. We see the Gemara needs a specific pasuk to say that it's nechal of zivchei kahuna. If it's kachay kachim in the chefza, we don't need that pasuk. Why do we need the pasuk? It's a chefza of kachay kachim. El Ma'ad Yisrael, it's not kachay kachim. Just it's learned that dinim of kachay kachim. So that's why the Gemara by us holds that learning out the din that it needs shchita safa and is called alamid min alamid, because it's not bechefza kachay kachim. The Rambam, however, held not that way. Rambam holds that because in hukash to chatos lefikach hein kachay kachim. Kichatos, they're a chefs of kachay kachim. Umemela, it's not called the lamid min alamid because it's once it itself is a kachay kachim. Harila maskana all kachay kachim bichlal kachay kachim need shchita safin. We don't need maskana sagamara. We don't need the din safin to be a unique din in each carbon. It is true. It also is a din by oil and by chatos. But lemaisa, you could learn out the din safin from the klal of kachay kachim. So once lamaskana. According to the Rambam, the Zivchei Sham Yitzibor is Kachay Kachin Bechefza, so the Meilah has it in Safa. And it's not called the Lamid Min Alami. We just learn out of this Pasuk, the Hekesh Techatos, to tell me that it's Kachay Kachin. Once I know that it's Kachay Kachin, the Meilah has the same Shechita as Kachay Kachin. It has Shechita Safa. But the Gemara held not that way. The Gemara, we see there's a unique limud for Tzafa and a unique limud for Zichrei Kahuna. Gemara held that Bechefza, Zivchei Sham Yitzibor are not Kachay Kachin. They're learned out of Dinim of Kachay Kachin. And therefore, to learn out this din, it would be called the lamid min alamid. That's what he wants to explain the shaila here. Lemaisa says that this is metam amachlekes amoraim later on in daf tzadi zayin, whether sivchei sham yitzibor are kachay kachim bechefza or not. And the Gemara by us held as the opinion that they're not kachay kachim bechefza. Ram passing they are kachay kachim bechefza. And in Eilu, that's where you get the din tzafin, and it's not of the chisaron of lamid min alamid. Now you come to the next Mishnah. Mishnah here talks about Toidel and El Nazir, that are Nechal Yoim Echad. Besides that, they're din of Kachim Kalim. There are Kachim Kalim. They have unique din, they're only Nechal Yoim Echad. Der Chagav, the reason that Toidel is Nechal Yoim Echad, the Nitziv explains in Parashas Tzav that really Toidel is a Shlomim, and yet the Torah was minimized the time that it's eaten only for one day. And also with the Toidel, you bring 40 loaves of bread, and they're huge loaves of bread. Says the Netziv that a person has only one day to eat this korban taida, and he has all this bread that comes with it. It's impossible to eat in one day, even for himself and his family. And it's an isra noisar to leave over the korban till the next day. So he will have to invite other people with him to eat the korban. And they'll ask him, "Why are you inviting us? Why do you have this korban?" So say it's a korban taida, and in that way he will publicize the reason that he's bringing the korban toida, the nes that was done to him, and that way it will come out of Kiddush Hashem, Karsa Toiv Takarish Baruch Hu. The Kopan in the Mishnah says here the din of korban toida Neil Nazir, the Nechal only Liyay Nechar, and the also the Mura Mehem is Kayotzi by him, the things that you give to the Kohen from them, the Chazon Hashreik that's given to the Kohen is like the korban itself. Ela Shemura Mehem Nechal Linesheim Ulibneim Ulavdeim. But the thing that's taken is given is only eaten to Kehanim, not eaten to Zorim. And it's also Nechal, not only to the Kohen himself, it's also Nechal to his wife and to his children and to his Avodim. So how do we know that these things are Nechal to the family of the Kohen and to the Avodim? So Rashi says that it's learned out from Banechal of Naisecha. Rashi says, Lunashem Kedasim Eschaz Etufa. That's the makar that they're also nechal to noshim. That's Kinner was bothering Rashi. How do you give nechal to noshim? So Rashi says, just like you can give to your daughter. So if you can give to your daughter, you can also give to your wife. That's Rashi. That's Rashi. L'chara, one could argue that the daughter is the daughter of a kohen. the wife is not a kohen by in her genetically, she's not a kohen. She wasn't born to a family of kohanim. She is only married to a kohen. So how do we know that? We could also ask Rashi that how do we know avadim? We have a makar for bottom and bonis, the pasuk says. And Rashi holds that for whatever reason a bas is like an isha. That as long as you're connected to the kohen, then that's enough. So if that was the case, so then we don't have another makar to tell us avadim. How do we know that also the eved of a kohen can eat from the chazev ishaik? L'chari had said Rashi that Rashi was really had a tzad that the mura mehem is like kachay kachim. It's like kachay kachim, and therefore it can only be eaten to zichrei kahuna. So earlier in the paragraph, that kachay kachim are only nechal lezichrei kahuna. So Rashi says no. Once you see the Torah allows you to give it to your daughter, who's not zichrei kahuna, and we see they don't have the same type of achila of kachay kachim being nechal lezichrei kahuna. If that's the case, then it's pasha that you can give it to the whole kohen family. The whole din is just like a din like truma. That truma is given to the kohen, and anyone that's related to the kohen can eat it. His wife, his daughter, his eved, they can all eat truma. So once we see that, and the Torah is not makbid specifically on zichrei kahuna, like kachrei kachim, so therefore you're allowed to feed it to your whole kohen family. That's kanira how Rashi learns the Mishnah. It's also mashma this way in the Rambam, in Parag Yud HaMaitzah Karbonais, Halacha Dalit and Halacha Hei. Rambam says, Chozev v'sheik shal shlomim nechal l'koyanim z'chorim u'nekevois, sh'nei bar bohem l'chon esatim l'vonechal v'liv neisecho. So Rambam goes to the same pasuk as Rashi, that it could be eaten to you and to your sons and your daughters. That's how we know that they're nechal to men and women. And the Ram goes on and Halacha Hey, Chena Bechor, so also Nechal, the same people, Sharei Nemar, Boy Uvusarim Yeloch, Kachazei Atrufo, Kishoy Kayomin. There is Makish the Bechor to the Chazan Sheik, and therefore the Joshua Chazan Sheik is Nechal to also the daughters, also the Bechor. And the Ram concludes, Kol Ilo Nechalim Lekai Hanois, Nechalim La'avdei HaKoyenim, U'Neshayim Kitruma. Just like they're nechal to the daughters of the kohen, they're also nechal to the avadim of the kohen and to the wives of the kohen. Kitruma, just like truma is nechal to these people, also the chazav ishaik and the bechor are also nechal to these people. So Rambam starts off in the fact that it's nechal to the daughters, and then afterwards he goes to a klal that includes also not only the people that have the genetically kohanim like the daughters, but also the wife. And the avadim of a kohen, because it's kitruma. So it sounds like in the Rambam there's no specific makar that it's like truma. The Rambam never quotes the pasuk, but once we see that it's not like kachay kachim that are only nechal zichrei kahuna, now mameilu we could say that it's like truma, and just like truma you could feed to your wife or to your eved, also chazav eshoik you can give to your wife or to your eved. That's what it would seem also in Rashi that. Really, the pasuk that the Rishonim were quoting was only lafuke the tzad to zechrei kahuna. However, lemaisa in the first in the pasuk in Parashas Koyrach, that by chazav v'sheik kol tor beveischa yoichal oisai, that chazav v'sheik is nechal to anyone who's tor in your house, which means not only the kohen himself but also people that are in his house. Chor, the people that are in his house include his wife and his avadim. That's also it's mafurish in the Sifri there in Parashas Koyrach, that the chazav v'sheik is nechal to the wife of a kohen, because the pasuk called Torah beveischa. Similar to what's mafur in the Gemara in Ksubas and Daf Nun Ches, that the wife of a kohen can eat truma from the pasuk of Kol Torah beveischa. Rashi quotes the Salat Torah there in Parashas Koyrach. So it's not clear why Rashi and the Rambam did not quote that pasuk. That pasuk is a specific limud to the Noshim and Avodim L'chayra. L'chayra they learned that the din of Kol Torah Beveitzcha could mean Lafukei Tmeim, which Rashi says there, and also in Parashas Koyrach, Rashi's two pshatim, and why it says Kol Torah Beveitzcha by Truma. One is Lafukei Tmeim, and one is Tmimar Be'ishtai. So maybe they held that way, that the pasuk was coming to exclude Tmeim. Not clear to me. But Akoponim, the Sifri learns out the Makar for Ishtai from from Kol Torah Beveischa, and Rashi and Rambam learn out that it's the Iker learned out from Banim Ubanais, and then Mamela we say that it's like Truma. So comes here an interesting Shaila, is what's the din of an Arusa Koyin? Koyin was Ma'aris Nisha, made Kiddushin to Anisha, but he did not yet bring her into the Chuppah and bring her into his house. So can she eat Chaz V'Shoik? Alright, the din of an Arusa by Achilas Truma is that Midaraisa she eats Truma. And the Gemara says in Kiddushin and Afyur and Afhei that Midaraisa and Arusa's Koyin eats Truma. And Midrabanan we said not, because maybe he'll find a mum or some other problem and he'll make a mekach tos in the Kiddushin. But once he's already made Nisuin, so then Mistami he's not going to be Mevatel the Nisuin, and therefore we allow her to eat Truma. But Akavanam Midaraisa, it's clear that an Arusa can eat Truma. What's the din of an Arusa eating Chazav Sheik? Is she allowed to eat Chazav Sheik? So the Ursameach here in Peregur Halacha, Halacha Hei, Meister Karbonis, is exactly you show me that it's Usr. It's also mashing this way in the Sifri that we quoted. The Sifri says that by Chazav Sheik, it says Kol Torah Beveischa to say Ishtai. And by Truma, it says it again, Kol Torah Beveischa. Why did the Torah need to repeat it, the pasuk Kol Torah Beveischa by Truma, but already said it by Chaz V'Sheik? So says the Sefri that pasuk coming to be Marbe, that even an Arusas Kohen can eat Truma, even though she's not mamish in his house. So it's mashma that only the second pasuk that was said by Truma came to include this. But mitzad the pasuk of Chaz V'Sheik, tak an Arusas Kohen is not able to eat Chaz V'Sheik. That would be the mashmais of the Gemara. However, the Rambam is mashma that anyone that eats Truma can also eat Chaz V'Sheik. Rambam says that it's Kitruma. And Chaz V'Sheik is Nechal like Truma. Mele it's mashma that anyone that can eat Truma can also eat Chaz V'Sheik. Before here, learn the Marikurkis. Marikurkis says, Yadua, Shigama Truma Kruya Kodesh, Ksinit V'Koyek Yigni Nefesh V'Chulei, Misham Lomdu L'Shar Kachim, Shidin HaVadim Kenoshim. Marikurkis says that the Makor for Avadim is because just like an Eved Kohen can eat Truma from the Pasuk of Ki Yikne Nefesh Kinyan Kaspoy, so too he can also eat Chaz V'Sheik, because Truma is called Kodesh and Chaz V'Sheik is called Kodesh. So whoever can eat this can also eat that. That's how he says the Makar Bechlal, that Avodin can eat Truma, can eat Chaz V'Sheik, is from the Dinim of Truma, and Truma is called Kodesh, and some sort of Hekish, or Gzeir Shavet, to learn out that also an Eved can eat Chaz V'Sheik. If that's the case, so Mamela an Arusa that can eat Truma Midaraisa can also eat Chaz V'Sheik. And he brings, the Marikurkis brings the Tesefta like this. Zeakal kol shu oichal b'truma, oichal b'eilu. Kol shu eino oichal b'truma, eino oichal b'eilu. Eino oichal b'eilu. V'kach chotu rabbeinu k'truma. That the Rambam says it's like Truma, is because the Rambam held that Osaka learned out from the Psukim of Truma. And just like Avadim eat Truma, also they eat Chaz V'Sheik. So Mela we would say on our own that who had an Arusa? That if an Arusa can eat Truma Midaraisa, she can also eat Chaz V'Sheik. It comes out of Machlikas that the Yerushalmi and the Chor, the Sifri hold that an Arusa cannot eat. But the Rambam and based on the Tosefta hold that an Arusa could eat Chaz V'Sheik Midaraisa. Still, the Ikar Makar for this din is concerned out of Truma. So I was bothered by an interesting question over here. If we say that, like it's before in the Rambam and the Tosefta, that the Makar of Chaz V'Sheik is from Truma, then L'chayr week would come out, and also the Behem of a Kohen can eat Chaz V'Sheik. I mean, the Behem of a Kohen can eat Truma. So if the din of Chaz V'Sheik is learned out of Truma, the male would come out, but also the Behem of a Kohen can eat Chaz V'Sheik. And that's a fascinating thing, that you can give a korban to a behema. We see many places in Shas that ein poiten es hakotchim lachilam leklovim. You can't even be poite kotchim to give to a kelim. Not only kotchim themselves, but also after you're poite a korban, you can't be poite to give to a kelim. Like if a korban becomes a treifa and now it gets a mum, you can't be poite because the pinion will be given to a kelim. Hare, if you can't, even a carbon after it's nifte cannot be given to a kelev. L'chayre kol shekein, a carbon while it's still kodesh cannot be given to a kelev. But why not? If the din of Chaz V'Sheik is kitruma, So if you can give truma to a kelev, then you should also be able to give chaz v'shek to a kelev. Chayr the teretz is pashut, that there are two different inyanim over here. The nidun of our Mishnah, when we were speaking about earlier, of giving the chaz v'shek to Noshim and Avadim, was a question of Zarus. That the carbon is can be eaten by the Bailam over here. Bailam eats the Toyd and the Al Nazir. But he has to give a certain chilek to the Kayin. And now the Zar is also for him to eat it. Just like a Zar cannot eat Truma, he also cannot eat Chaz v'Shayk. This food was the terrorist, and it's specifically eaten to Kayanim. And the Yisrael is considered a Zar. He is Mufka from it. It's not right for him to eat it. So we tried to find a makar to say that the heter is not only for the Kayin himself, but also for his wife and his Eved, which you might think that they're also a Zar. K'mashmala, no, because they're Kenyan Kaspa, or they're Tar B'Veischa. So that also allows them to eat Chaz V'Shek, and they're not considered a Zar. So here we now come to a Kelev. The Kelev, you're right, just like the Kelev can eat Truma, he also can eat Chaz V'Shek Be'etzem. He's not a Zar. The Kelev of a Kohen can eat Truma, and I, the Yisrael, cannot eat Truma. The reason is that the Kelev is related to the Kohen. He's king and kaspoy of the Kohen. And the Yisrael, who about his Kedusha of Yisrael, is much more than that of a Kelev of a Kohen. But the Yisrael is considered a Zar. The Kelev is not a Zar, because he's king and kaspoy. But the Yisrael is a Zar. So now also by Chaz V'Shek, if the Kohen wants to give Chaz V'Shek to his Kelev, mitzad Zarus is no problem. Just like he gives to his Eder, because that's the acquisition of the Kohen. So he can also give to his Kelev, who's also the acquisition of the Kohen. But however, by Kachim, there's a new problem. Besides the problem of Zarus, there's a problem of it's a Bizayin Kachim. It's a Bizayin to give a carbon to a Kelev. That's not where the carbon is supposed to be. A carbon is a unique thing which is brought on the Mizbeach, on the Shulchan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not supposed to go now take it and give it to a Kelev. It's a tremendous Bizayin to the carbon. By truma, does not have that problem. A truma is not wasn't a brought in the mizbeach and the mikdash. Truma is the moment of the kohen, so the kohen does with it what he wants. If it's his monetary acquisition, he can do it with it as he wants and give it to his kelev. But the chaz v'shoik is the cannot be given to a kelev, not mitzvah the problem of zarus, rather mitzvah the problem of bizayin kachim. That's a chara very pasha teretz. This question that the Esther of Kelev is mitzad bizoyin, even though there's no Esther of Zarus. Another point here on the Amun, Gemara goes to learn to look for the Makar, that these things are Nechal, Bekol Ha'ir, the Nechal in Yerushalayim. And the Makar is for the din of Makom Tar, that you need a Makom Tar. And the Gemara explains Makom Tar means that Mitzrayim are sent out from there. And therefore, it's Davki Yerushalayim. So there's a very famous, fascinating chiddush of the Kira Sefer, the Mabit, in Perek Zayin of Beis HaBechira. The Kira Sefer says there that you could really eat Kachim Kalim not only in Yerushalayim. You could eat Kachim Kalim in any ear of Mukefes Chayma. You could eat it in Yerichai, or any other ear that's Mukefes Chayma, Mos Yeshua Ben Nun. These cities have a Kedusha that you send the Mitzrayim from there. So Mameli calls me Kachim Kalim there. L'chari the Makar Tzumar Gemara, that the din of eating Kachim Kalim in Yerushalayim comes from Makom Tar, and it's Tar from Mitzrayim. So it too says the Mari Kor, sorry, the Kira Sefer. It says the Kira Sefer, that any place that you send the Mitzrayim from there, you also can eat Kachim Kalim there. So why Lamaisa can you not? Why do we have to do Kachim Kalim only in Yerushalayim, not in other Ayur Samokofa Yitzchayim? Says the Marikor, says the Kira Sefer, because there's the Basra will be Nifsal B'Yotzei. When you take the Basra out of Yerushalayim on your way to Yerichai, so right now you're not in a city that's Mukefes Chayma, and therefore the Basra will be Nifsal B'Yotzei. If there would be a way to get the Basra there without having a Psul Yotzei, so it's true, so Halach HaLamaisa says the Kira Sefer, you can eat the Basra over there. That's the fascinating chiddush of the Kira Sefer. So the Maitza, the Kira Sefer that speaks out there, that's only by Kachim Kalim. And Maitza Sheni, it says you have to eat it Lefnei Hashem. And Lifnei Hashem means Yerushalayim. You can't eat Maizr Sheni in Yer Mukefes Chema. But by Kachim Kalim, there's no din of Lifnei Hashem, sounds like from the Kira Sefer. The whole din is Mokam Torah, like you see in our Sugya. And Mimela, you could eat it in all Mayaras and Mukefes Chema. However, this is a problematic, at least by Bechor, to Mefurish in the Pasuk, that you eat it Lifnei Hashem. Pasuk in Parashas Re'eh, if you're in Chutzar, to hear it in every Yontif, the Kriya of Kol HaBachar. Lifnei Hashem Alokecha Teichlein V'shana B'shana. So Bachar is only Nechal in Lifnei Hashem. So that Bachar means, just like Maisha Sheini needs Lifnei Hashem, it means Davka Yerushalayim. So also Bachar, also she needs to be in Lifnei Hashem. Elamai, the Kriya Sefer, is not going on Bachar, he's going on other Kachem Kalim. That's also Bachar Mashin Arsugya, because Arsugya is looking for a Makar that these things need Yerushalayim. Why did not bring the pasuk by Bukhar? Elamai, we could say that Bukhar is different than other Kachim Kalim. Bukhar needs Lifnei Hashem. Other Kachim Kalim do not need Lifnei Hashem. And at the end of the day, the Gemara learns out only from Makom Tor. Says the Kriya Sefer, it's a Mamela. The other Kachim Kalim, the Etzem, they could be eaten in other Ayaros and Mokafo Yitzchayim. However, in the Mishnah on the first parak of Kalim, is very much not mashed from that way. The Mishnah there goes, in the end of the first parak of Kalim, goes to Eser Kedushay Sein, Zula Maile Mizu, 10 places that are Kaddish in the world. And each one is more Kaddish than the one previous to it. And the Mishnah speaks out what the Tosefes Kedusha, what was added on in the Kedusha of each place as opposed to the place before it. So one thing in the Mishnah there is Ayorot HaMokafo Yitzchayim, and they are Kaddish that have been necessarily sent away from there. And the Maile Mehem is Yerushalayim, that Yerushalayim, you can eat Kachem Kala. So it's mashma lahed in the Mishnah that in the Yerushalayim of Kafa Yitzchayim, you cannot eat Kachem Kala. And not only because of a Psul Yaitse. If Be'etzim you could eat Kachem Kala, even in Yerushalayim of Kafa Yitzchayim, there's practically no way to get the meat there. So it comes out that Yerushalayim does not have any more Kedusha than the regular Yerushalayim of Kafa Yitzchayim. They have the exact same level of Kedusha. Just there's a technical issue, you can't get the meat there. But it's not a new level of kedusha. Elamai, it's mashma that Beit Yerushalayim has more that the din of Kachem Kalim is only in Yerushalayim, and not in Ayaros HaMokof Yitzchayim, not like the Kiryas Sefer. But what do we do with our sugya? In our sugya, it's mashma that the whole din is only from Makom Tor. So the Kiryas Sefer is right. Any place that has that you send mitzrayim away from there, in that place you should be able to eat Kachem Kalim. However, we could see from the drush of Abaye that the Havamina was that you were eating Kachem Kalim in the Azara, like Kache Kachem. And then Afka L'machane Levia. The Torah said, Torah lowered it down, you don't need it in the Machane Shechina, like Kache Kachem, but even the Machane Levia is good enough. And then the Pasuk of Makom Tar came to say to even take it out to Machane Yisrael. But it seems Pasha that the Kachem Kalim have to be eaten in a place that's related to the Makom Akrova. We were thinking the Makom HaKrova Mamish, in the Azara, in the Machane Shechina. Then we take it out one step further to the Machane Levia. And then in the end we take it out two steps further to the Machane Shechina. Sorry, to the Machane Yisrael. But all those things are the expanding of the place that it was Kariv. And it could be that it's Pasha that there's no time to eat it in Yerichoy, or Tveria, or other places. Those places are not at all related to the Makom HaKrova. We need a Machane Yisrael which is related to the Makom HaKrova, and in that the gedder of the kedushas hamakom, which is necessary, is a makom which is kaddish that the materialim are sent from there. But if that is pasha, that is only a type of Machane Yisrael that was an extrapolation, an expanding of the Makom HaKrova, and that only goes on places that are close to the Makom HaKrova. That's how, after we could explain the Mishnah in the first parak of Kalim, which is mashma, not like the Kiryas Sefer, the Mishnah there is mashma, that it's Yerushalayim in a new level of Kedusha. This is one way to explain, but however, as we mentioned, the Kiryas Sefer learned not the way the Kiryas Sefer learned a PR Sugya, that the whole din of eating Kachem Kalim is all totally in. It's all totally in Makom Torah, and you don't need any other Tanai. Another Nakud here about this Indian of Makom Torah, it's a stipler in Psachim. It's a very geshmakish shtickel in Psachim in Simin Samech Aleph, Kilas Yankiv. The stipler there has a stira about the din of Gagim of Yerushalayim. Mitarechor, the Gemara says in Pesachim that the Gagim of Yerushalayim were not niskadish. You cannot eat Kachim Kalam on the Gag. Because there's no Kedusha to the Gag of Yerushalayim. However, Mitzad Sheni, it's Mavur also in Pesachim, that if the Kachim Kalim were Nifsal, so you burn them on your Gag. People would burn them on their Gag, the Gag of Yerushalayim. Now, Yeshitas Rashi in Pesachim Daf Memtes is that you need to burn Kachim Kalim in the Makom Achila. Just like Kachim Kachim need to be burnt in the Makom Kadosh, also Kachim Kalim need to be burnt in the place that has the same level of Kedusha that you could eat them there. Zim Kain asks the Tzlach that if they burn them on their Gag, it's Mavur, the Gag has Kedusha Yerushalayim. But we see not that way. We see that the Gag does not have Kedusha Yerushalayim. You cannot eat Kachim Kalim on your Gag. So the everyone's answer. Al Pi, the Tzlach starts it. He just defines it a little bit more. This typer that the Gagim were not niskadish mitzad atzmo to make them into Yerushalayim like Yerushalayim themselves. However, the Gag is opened up to the avir of Yerushalayim. Everything surrounding the Gag is the avir of Yerushalayim, and the avir of Yerushalayim is like Yerushalayim. So it comes out that the Gag is banui b'chol. Upasuach lakodesh, the Gag itself is a makom was not niskadish, but it's opened up to the avir of all Yerushalayim. And the Gemara says on the next daf by Yosin Zvachim Daf Nunvav that a lishka, which was banui bachol and pasuach lakodesh, is kodesh, and you could eat kachim there. It's there talking about the azara, but it's enough that something was opened up to the makom of the azara to say that you could eat kachim there. So it says the type of the following, that Be'etzem the Gag is opened up to you, to the Yerushalayim, and therefore it has the din of Yerushalayim to eat Kachim. And therefore, Lamaisa, you can burn Kachim Kalim there, because it has the din of Yerushalayim, the Gabi Achilas Kachim. However, says the type of, to actually eat Kachim there b'foyal, you can't. Why not? Because it says in our Sugya, Zvachon Daf Nun Hei, that the achila of kachim kalim, you need a makom tar. Makom tar mishiluach mitzrayim. You need a place that a mitzrayim is not allowed to go to. Harei mitzrayim is allowed to go to the Gag. Because the Gag itself, the Gag was not niskadish in and of itself. It was not niskadish to be having it, the kedusha of Yerushalayim in and of itself. So mitzrayim can go there. Like, similar to what's mavur later on in Daf Nunvav, that a lishka that's banui bachol and pasuach lakodesh is not considered kodesh like Abi Isser Tuma. The Isser to go into the Azara Bituma Saguf was only in the Azara itself. In this Lishka you could go. The din of Shiluach Tameim is for a place that has the Kedusha in and of itself. So therefore, the Lishka that was banui ba'chol and pasuach la'kodesh, someone who's a Tamei Meis is allowed to go there. Midaraisa. No use of going there. And also the Gag of Yerushalayim. The Gag of Yerushalayim, because it was not niskadesh in and of itself to be Yerushalayim, so the Mitzrayim can go there. So once the Mitzrayim can go there, the Mele, you can no longer eat Kachim there, because the Achilas Kachim is only in a place that it's Tar Mishiluach Mitzrayim. So because the Mitzrayim is allowed to go there, so therefore you're not allowed to eat Kachim Kalim on your Gag. However, Klapi, the burning of Kachim Kalim, says the Stipler, there, it's not you need the kedusha of the makom. You don't need the taira of the makom. To eat kachim kalim, you need a makom kadosh and a makom tar. So because it's pasuach lakodesh, it's considered a makom kadosh, but it's not a makom tar. A makom tar needs its tar in and of itself. So to eat kachim befoyal, you can't, because it's not tar mishaluach mitzrayim. But yet it has in it the kedusha of Yerushalayim. To be'etim, you could eat kachim there. Mitzad it's kedusha. Just for achilas kachim needs other tanai of makom tar, but the burning of kachim kalim needs a makom kadosh. It doesn't need a makom tar. So the maisa you could burn it there because it has enough kedusha that kachim kalim can be eaten there. But to actually kachim, you also need a makom tar, and that din of makom tar was not said as a tanai in the burning of kachim kalim. This is the gevaldik shtickle of the stayver and psachim simin samachalif. Now we go weiter on the amud. The next Mishnah tells us the din of shlamim. That shlamim are nishchad b'komakam ba'azara, and they're nechal b'kol ha'ir. Shnei yamim v'laylo echad. So the Gemara looks for the Makar that Shlamim are shechted in the Tzofa, that shechted b'chol Makar in Ba'azara. Gemara brings three psukim. There's a machlikas, Tanakama and Rebbe Lezer, whether we need a pasuk to say that Shlamim are shechted bat Tzofa, or we don't, or we do not need a pasuk for that. Tanakama holds just a Kal v'chomer. Then Ma Kotche Kotchim. If we can shecht kachim kalim everywhere, then kol shekin we can shecht them in the tzofin, because kachim are only shechted in tzofin. So tzofin is much easier. It's much easier to be considered a makom shechita. So if it works for kachim, then kol shekin works for kachim kalim. That's the Tanna Kamma. And Rebbe Lezer is before that he argues on this. The Gemara never explains why. So Rashi in Amud Beis tells us why. Rashi divi maschal v'chad l'hachshir tzofin. Says Rashi, Tikal meimar l'hai kova tzofin u'l'hai sharuches. The ma'ik du shasei de tzofin midaroi. Ela dekriyas makom bialmo. That's our gears in Rashi. The same kachim has a different gear, said Rashi. Rashi says that the tzofin is not more makudash than the other ruches. All it is a kriyas makom bialmo. Rashi is saying the following, that if the idea of tzofin was a kedusha, that tzofin is more kaddish than the other ruchais, then we understand the kavul chaymer of the chachamim. If kachim kalim you could shecht in the place that is less kedusha, then koshkin you could shecht in the place that is more kedusha, which is tzofin. And that they are proving. They are proving that tzofin is more makudish than other ruchais. And therefore you need to, kachim need to be shechted dafka there. So, Kachim Kalim, which can be shechted in a place that has a lesser level of Kedusha, they can for sure be shechted in a place that has a higher level of Kedusha, in the Tzofin. That's the Chachamim learned. And says Rabbi Lazar back, no, that's not true. Tzofin is not because it's more Kedusha. It's a Kviyus Mokon. The Torah says, you shecht Kachim here. This is their place. So it could be that the Torah was a different place for Kachim Kalim. Kachim go to the right, Kachim Kalim go to the left. Everything have their own place of shechita. If it is a kviyas makom, then it's not shaykh to make a kal v'chomer. Because and each karbon has its unique place where it is shechted. That's what Mashon Rashi, and that is the machlekes between Rav Lezer and the Chachamim. Is tzofin because of the kedusha? That's what the Chachamim hold. And Rav Lezer holds no, that all is a kviyas makom bialma. And therefore, there you cannot apply the din that was said by Kachim to also include Kachim Kalim. There is a Rashi in Menachos and Avtzadi Testament Beitz. The mission there says that when they put in the Lechem Aponim on every Shabbos, they put in the Lechem Aponim and they took out the Lechem Aponim at the same time. Lechem Aponim needed to be always needed to be Lechem Aponim on the Shulchan. So as the people were pulling out the old Lechem Aponim, the other Kohanim were putting in a new Lechem Aponim. So it says there that the people that were putting in the Lechem Aponim stood in the Tzofin. The people that were taking out the Lechem Aponim stood in the Dorin. So why is it that way? Why did the ones that were putting in stand in the Tzofin? It says Rashi, Menachos, Sadi Testament, Beis, Divi Maschal HaMachnisim. It says Rashi, Dehachi Shapir, Toysen Misadrin HaAvoyde Yubit Tzofin, Dekedushas Tzofin Chamira. It's better that the ones that were putting in the new Lechem, sitting in the Tzofin, because Kedusha's Tzofin Chamira. There's more Kedusha in the Tzofin than there is in the Dorin. Where does Rashi know that the Kedusha of Tzofin is more than that of the Dorin? Avad Rashi learned it out from the fact that Kachi Kachim are Shechti Bat Tzofin and not Bat Dorin. The Torah is Makabit on the Kachi Kachim Bat Tzofin. The reason is, it's because the Tzofin has more Kedusha. So the Torah said, you need to Shecht Kachi Kachim in the area of the Azor, which is more Kaddish, which is the Tzofin. That's clear. That was the makar of Rashi for this din. In Cain, it's clear from Rashi that the milavs of the tzofin is because of the kedusha. Rashi by us, at least if we are girsa, says that tzofin is not because of the kedusha. All it is a kviyas makom bialma. So, as we said, though, that this is totally the machlekes Rebbe Lezer and the Chachamim. Rashi l'chari called in Rebbe Lezer, and in this the kuda guva is what the Chacham argued. The Chachamim say that it is because of the kedusha. Lefi the command that the Rashi in Menachos is lefi the Chachamim, and lefi Rebbe Lezer, you have to know why the Machnisim stand in the Tzofin. Another point here is the Gemara says that one of the psukim is the Me'utei Tzidet Stadim. So what are these Tzidet Stadim? So Rashi says, going Lishka, Lishka is Afilu Teichan Kodesh. Psulas Lishkita Kedil Kaman. It's referring to a Lishka, which even if Teicha is Kodesh, you cannot Shecht Kachim there. So the Shita of Arichas here, nice Aleph, argues on Rashi. Shita says that more in the Gemara later on, a different reason why you cannot Shecht in the Lishka. You can't Shecht in the Lishka because it was only in this Kaddish for Achilas Kachim, and it was not in this Kaddish Lagavi Shchitas Kachim. So it's whole Kedusha was only said Lagabi Achila, not Lagabi Shchita. So we don't need to puzzle it because it's Tzidei Tzadin. We can puzzle it because Poshet, it's not the there's no Kedusha Bichlal there. It's not considered the Azara. So the Shita therefore argues on Rashi, he says in Upshat in the Gemara, that the Tzidei Tzadin refer to the area in the Azara near the Beis HaChalifos. So before later on in the Gemara, that the only reason that you could shech near the Beis HaChalifos is because of the windows that were there. That's why it's considered opened up to the Heichal. But without that, it would not be good because it's not enough connected to the Heichal. So that's Tzidei Tzadin. I don't know what he means halacha l'maisa the Shita. L'maisa, there were windows there. He means that if the windows got closed, so then it's no longer considered opened up to the Heichal, and therefore you cannot shecht kachim there. That's the Shita's chat in the Gemara. The answer for Rashi, you'll have to see Mirz Hashem in the next daf, and daf nun vav. Now we get to the din, and the din of Shlom Mishachot and Kaidim Psicha Zalz Tehecho is Pasul. Shlom Mishachot to Pesach Oil Moed, Manchu Pasuach, Velobis Manchu, no. So there are numerous points here about this din of Shlom Kaidim Psicha Zalz Tehecho. The first is that, which Karbanah does it apply? Simple reading of the Gemara would imagine that it's only by Shlomim and not by other Karbanahs. And that, the Maish, is the opinion of Rashi later on in Daf Samech Aleph. Only by Shlomim, it's Ma'akev that you need the Dlosses to be open. By other Karbanos, you can check that even when the Dlosses were closed. Taisus asks on Rashi, Taisus is there, and Daf Samech Aleph asks on Rashi, from the Mishnah Meseches Tamid, says that they wouldn't check the Tamid until they heard the noise that the Dlosses being opened up. So before that, even the Tamid, which is an Ayla, you cannot check until you opened up the doors of the Heichal. Hirashi l'chor, there's no reason to wait for that. So the Tzitzis Yishanim in Yuma Daf Chavtes also goes to the Rashi, and he says that Mishnah is Midrabanan. Midaraisa, it only refers to Shlomim. Midrabanan, it applies even to other Karbanas. And l'chor, that means the Midrabanan is possible by other Karbanas. That's all it's in Drabanan. And the Ikar Dinat Torah is only by Shlomim Mamish. That's how the Tzitzis Yishanim answers. However, the Sfasemis answers Boifin Acher, that it's ma'akev only by shlamim, and by other karbanas it's a mitzvah. Could be that it's even midaraisa, but by other karbanas the din of the needing the dlosses to be open is only lechatchila. It's not ma'akev. So that lechatchila, the Mishnah says in Tamid that they did not shecht until they opened up the doors of the heichal. But the only time that it will pasul the shchita is by shlamim and not by other karbanas. And this also the Ritva in the beginning of the Erevin also says on his own. That by Shlomim it's Ma'akev, and by other Karbanos it's a mitzvah. Now we come to try to understand the Yisrael Hadin here, that you need Kaidim Psicha Zal Sehechel. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Memalef Sefkaton Hei says that if a person shechs in the Hechel itself, even if the doors are closed, it's kosher. There's no Indian to shecht Dafka when the doors are open. The reason we need the doors to be open is we need the Shechita to be related to the Oil Moed, related to the Shechita to be opened up to the Heichal. If you Shecht in the Heichal itself, so that's the best. You're in the Heichal, then why should we need the doors to be opened up? That's the Chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch. The Mikdash David in Simen Chav Zayin says this on its own. And Mikdash David has a question that the Gemara says in Yuma that you Shecht Shlomim, Kaidim Psicha Zal Sehechel, Bachutz, so your putter. The Klal is that you shecht the carbon outside of the Azara. Normally, your person is Chayiv Karis. However, if the carbon is Pusel, so there's no Chayiv Karis. Tanai in the Chayiv Chutz said the carbon is Miskava Bifnim. If you bring it inside in the Beit HaMikdash, it would be accepted as a carbon. So the Gemara says there that you shecht shlamim before you open up the doors of the Heichal. So you shecht the shlamim b'chutz, outside of the Azara, before the doors of the Heichal are opened up, so you're potter. Because right now the carbon is on miskaba b'fnim. That's the Gemara Numa Daf Samech Gimel. So asks the Mikdash David, why are you potter? Hare, you could bring it b'fnim. Go into the Heichal and bring it there. If you shecht it in the Heichal right now, it would be kosher. Because when you shecht in the Heichal, we do not need the doors of the Heichal to be opened up. That was the same chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch, and therefore he also asks a question based on this chiddush. The Mikdash David asks a question based on this chiddush. The Minchas Chinuch asks another point there, or brings out another point, that the man da'amar, that kedushas ulam of the Heichal chada. If the ulam and the Heichal are the same kedusha, so says the Minchas Chinuch, we don't need the doors of the Heichal to be opened for you to shecht your shlamin. Why? Because the ulam, says the Minchas Chinuch, never had doors. Ulam was always open. Just the Heichal was closed. The Heichal had doors. It got closed at night. And it needed to be open when you shecht your shlamin. So if the ulam is also considered like the Heichal, so you're always opened up to the ulam. Wherever you are, you're opened up to the ulam. So mele, we never need the doors of the Heichal to be opened up. That Minchas Chinuch says, l'halacha l'maisa. And therefore he says that from the fact that we need the doors to be opened up in order to shecht shlamin, we paskin and kedushas ulam veheichal are lav chadam ilsi. The ulam is not considered the same kedusha as the heichal, and therefore, when you're opened up to the ulam, you're not considered opened up to the heichal. That's he says. L'maisa by Rashi, he himself is mirami. Is that Rashi mashing not that way? Rashi to be maskel shni pishvishin. Rashi says that these pishvishin only opened up to the ulam. How does that work? Says Rashi, the last line of the long Rashi. Because over ulam nami kari oil mayit. That this right so that ulam is also considered oil moed. That's why being opened up to the ulam is like being opened up to the heichal. So the Minchas Chinuch says that no, that if you hold that ulam and the heichal are one kedusha, then the whole sukkah is not true. Then we don't need the doors to be opened up because you're always opened up to the ulam. Why do we need the doors to be opened up? But it's mashon rashi that there's not a stira. And even though we hold that kedushas ulam veheichal it's chara milsa, we still need the doors of the heichal to be opened up. Why should we? Like the Minchas Chinuch asks. So the Biskarov says the Yesod. The Biskarov is brought down in the stencils, in the new stencil that was published, in the fourth chelik of the stencil of Biskarov in the Likutim. And also brought down in the Sefer Ole Chaim. Biskarov said that there are two dinim in shechting of the Shlomit. One din is you need that it should be opened up to the Heichal. That's what the whole Sugah Bayas deals with. You need the windows and the power bar. Wherever you are in the Azara, you have to make sure that you are it's a pasuach to the Heichal. And for that, it works also being pasuach to the ulam. If the ulam and Heichal is one kedusha, so being pasuach to the ulam is like being pasuach to the Heichal. You need pasuach to the makom that has in it the kedusha of the Heichal. So if you're pasuach to the ulam, that's good enough. That's inside the din of pasuach. Besides that, we also need that the noise of that the doors need to be opened up. It's not good enough that you're opened up to the Heichal or that you're even inside of the Heichal itself. But there's a din noise of that you also need actually the doors to be opened. That you need that the Shom Sheshach and Kaidim Psychazas Seichal or Puzzle. We need the actual doors to be opened. Without that, even though you're opened up to the Heichal, so the Shechit will still be Puzzle. That's the Yisayit of the Rishkarav. Remeil, it's Miyushav. These questions are the Minchas Chinuch. It's not good enough to be opened up to the ulam when the doors are closed. Being opened up to the ulam just helps you for the din pasuach. But we still need the psichas atlasos. And that also answers up the Mikdash David. And when you shecht in the Heichal and the doors are closed, so it's true that you're mekayim the din of pasuach, because you're inside the Heichal itself. But you weren't mekayim the din noisaf of shechting of needing the doors to be opened themselves, the doors mamish to be opened. This Shiloh is another nafkamina in a question of the Rashba. The Rashba in Shu'ez Daf Tazayin asks, and the Gemara there brings the man to Omar, that the Kedusha of Yerushalayim applies even Bizman Hazen. And even after the Korban Abayis, there's still Kedusha in Yerushalayim in the Mokom HaMikdash. And therefore, Makriven Korbanos Atal Tishayin Bayis. You can bring Korbanos Bizman Hazen, even though if you bring it in the Mokom of the Mizbeach, even though there's no Beis HaMikdash, you can still bring Korbanos. So the Rashba asks, that how can you bring them? L'maisa, It's true you have the kedusha, but you need the psichas glossus. And if there's no Beis HaMikdash, you don't have the doors being opened. That's the Rashba's question. Answers the Rashba that the whole din of psichas glossus was only said when you have the mikdash itself. When there is the heichal is there with its doors, so now you have to open up the doors. But it's not azeh that there is no heichal, so therefore you do not need the doors to be opened. Chavetz Chaim Bayos in Zevach Toida is ma'or this question that how can you bring karbanos b'zman hazeh? There's no psichas losses. Answer to Chavetz Chaim that there's no question that you only need the losses to be open as opposed to being closed. Here b'zman hazeh they're not closed. There's nothing there. So if there's nothing there, so you don't need why should you need them to be opened? We need to be opened up to the makom of the heichal. So when the whole thing is chariv. So if I open up to the makom of the heichal, it says the Chavetz Chaim that afterwards he found the Rashman Shavuah said that's the question and he is bothered by it, and he only says that bizman hazeh when there's no doors when there's no heichal, so you don't need the doors. But if you say the Rashman held that even if the whole thing is charif, there should be a problem. Achayr this shaila is talui in the previous chakira. Chavetz Chaim held, like the Minchas Chinuch and the Mikdash David, the whole thing is you need to be opened up to the Heichal. So Mele, when everything is Chariv, so there's no problem. You opened up to the Heichal. But the Rashba and the Harmav were like the Brishkarov, that it's not good enough to be opened up to the Heichal. You also need the actual doors to be opened up. And therefore the Rashba, the Bizman Azeh, where there's no Mikdash, so you didn't open up the doors. So it's still going to be puzzle. Answers the Rashba that no, that the din that was said, to need the doors being opened up was only when you could open up the doors. And a time when it's not shaykh to open up the doors, like when there's no mikdash, then that din was not set. But b'yisrael the Rashba also the Biskarov, that when there is a mikdash, we need the doors actually to be opened up. So Andrew Nakamina from this halacha l'maisa, as the Chavetz Chaim points out, is that what about bizmaneinu mamish? Not the after the Churban Habayis, but bizmaneinu mamish, that there's a mask on the makom of the mikdash. Can you bring karbanos bizman hazeh? So he says that lefi what he understood, what he the Chavetz Chaim understood, that it's you need it to be opened up. So bizman hazeh, it's the lights not opened up, it's closed. So we cannot bring karbanos bizman hazeh. But he says lefi the Rashba, Rashba's mavur that a different eretz. So the reason is when there's no mikdash and it was not said the tznai of psichas losses. So in case says the Chavetz Chaim, bizmanenu when there's no mikdash, so we don't need psichas losses. So even though the makom is closed up, but it's it will still be okay. So you could still bring karbanos even bizmanin. But that's what the Chavetz Chaim takes out lefi the Rashba. However, lefi the Briskarav is not that way. The Briskarav is there are two dinim. That's muchach and arsugya. That's not good enough to have the doors opened up. You also need that you're pasuach to that makom. That's why the Gemara held that shechting behind would be problematic. Would be for the parbar. That is not good enough to have the doors opened up. You need two dinim. One is the doors opened up, and one is being pasuach to that makon. So the Mela, the Rashba was only dealing with the second din of what happened with the din noisif of the doors being opened up. And that, he says, that din does not apply when there's no mikdash. But you still need the first din. That the first din, you need to be opened up mamish to the makom mikdash. And in Kain, we would agree to the Chafetz Chaim that bizmanenu, when the mikdash is closed, because of the building that's there on the makom hamikdash, so mele we cannot bring karbanos bizmanenu mamish. Maisa, and here in Eretz Yisrael, there are always people on Erev Pesach that try to get in with the sheep to the Har HaBayis to bring a korban Pesach. Lefi the Chavetz Chaim, it's possible. And we said everyone agrees that you cannot do it bizman hazeh because you need to be pasuach into the makom of the heichal, like we see in our sugya, and as we want to say that even the Rashba agrees to that. And even if we want to say that the din of, like, Shitas Rashi, that only by Shlomim do we need Psichas Losses and not by other Karbanas, but the Karban Pesach also need it. The Rambam says in Perusha Mishnayis, the Karban Pesach is Min Miminei HaShlomim. It's a form of a Karban Shlomim. So the Chayra, by Karban Pesach, also there's a psul of Psichas Losses HaHechal, and Mimela, it's impossible to win the Karban Pesach Bizman Hazeh until we get rid of the mask. One last ta'ari on the sugya is the Mara's a suffix about goiva. When there's a goiva between the person shechting and the heichal, is it still considered that he's pastuach to the heichal? So Teis asks a question. Teis from Maskal Goiva asks that you cannot shecht k'neged the mizbeach. The mizbeach is 9 amas tall, and that's also a goiva. We see in the Gemara that 8 amas tall would be considered a goiva. So why are you allowed to shecht there? So there found two answers to this question of Teisus. One in the Shita here says that the mizbeach is not a hefsek because it's a tzurich korbanasu. The only thing that's a hefsek is something that shouldn't be there. The mizbeach, I mean, you can't bring korbanos without a mizbeach. Something which is a tzurich korbanos, about it, that's not considered a hefsek, doesn't shter that it's between you and the heichal. That's teretz of the Shita. The Achrayim say another teretz, the Minchas Chinuch, Blaise Moshe Horowitz, Minchas Chinuch brings that the Panim Yiras already says this teretz, that the whole question of goiva is only when the goiva is in the door itself. In the door, there's a problem of a goiva that's mafsik. But that makes it the kilu, the Pesach is closed. But if you have a goiva somewhere else in the Azara, even though it's separating between the Sheikhit and the Heichal, that doesn't shter. That doesn't make the door like it's closed. The question is, which of these things, the whole sugya, some of the things that make the door like closed? A viloin, is that like closed? Mugaf, is it like closed? Also a goiva, maybe the goiva is considered closing the Pesach. But the goiva somewhere else in the Azara, that doesn't shter b'chlo. Another point here in this thesis is that b'toich advarim, thesis is bothered with the fact that the Gemara has a tzad that goiva is mafsik, of eight amas is mafsik, even though you can still see into the heichal. Hare by shchitas par hazoas of a par aduma, which is done in Hara Zesim, so it's before in the Mishnah and Para that you were able to, it needs to be done noichach oil moed, but because the Hara Zesim was higher, you could see a little bit, a top amma, half amma of the door of the Pesach, of the Heichal, can be seen from Hara Zesim, and that's why you're able to shech there. So, to ask Tesis that what's the difference between the Para Aduma, that it's enough that the Goiva is not mafsik, as long as you see inside, it's okay. By Shlomim, that even though you could see the top part of the Heichal, it doesn't work. The Goiva makes a hefsek. Taisa says that by the Para you do it standing up so you can see. Shengen by Shechita you do it sitting down, crouching down when you shecht, so therefore you're unable to see. That's Taisa's teretz. So Biskarov in Sefer, in Paragdala the Para Aduma, brings the Taisa's. And he says that he doesn't understand the question of Taisa's Bechlal. What Taisa saw the comparison between Para Aduma and the Shechita of Shlomim. By Para Aduma, the din is that you need to do it facing the Oil Moed. That's why that the Kohen has to stand dafka facing that direction. It's the Azor has to be done towards the Oil Moed, facing the Oil Moed. So therefore, you need to see, and it's enough that you see. That's the Indian by Para Aduma. By Shlomim, the question isn't whether you see the Oil Moed or not see the Oil Moed. You don't need to see the Oil Moed b'chlal. You could close your eyes when you shecht. You could face another direction. You don't have to be facing the Oil Moed. You could be facing in a direction outside. Your body can be facing in the direction leaving the Beis HaMikdash, to the Tzad Mizrach, not the Tzad Ma'ariv. The din by Shlomim is that the Shechita has to be done in a Mokim, which that Mokim is Pesach Oil Moed. That's the din. So the Melech Gemara doesn't need whether the Goiva is Mafsik. So the Goiva makes it that the Mokim is no longer considered Pesach Oil Moed. So if the goiva is mafsik, the fact that you can see inside is not going to help you. There's no inyan of needing the seeing. The question is, which makoimis are considered posuach to the oil moir? So here is the question, is a goiva hefsik or not a hefsik? By shengen by parah, you don't need to be a makoim which is posuach to the oil moir. By parah, the din is it needs to be done in noichach oil moir. It needs to be done that it's done facing the oil moyed. The shechita has to be the hazor. It's in the hazor. It's done facing the oil moyed. So that's the question. Seeing it is enough that you consider facing the oil moyed. Here, the shechita itself does not face the oil moyed. The shechita is done in a mokum which is pesach oil moyed. So now it's unrelated to the din by parah. Adkan for today.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Maclemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.